Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome, everybody. Ready or not,
this is a podcast wherein we will talk about movies, as you know, because it already said that in the beginning. So I'm just vamping.
You know, it did say that in the beginning, and I don't want any of you to be surprised when we start talking about movies. That would really piss me off.
No, it's every single movie we watched. I have two really different movies. You know why? Because that's what I fucking watched.
In that specific order.
Yeah, I don't fucking play around here. I'm here to tell you about the movies I watched in the order I watched them. God damn it.
Yeah, we're not here to play critics. We're here to be critics.
Yeah, I'm going to criticize all of these movies that I watched, as different as they are. And you know what? If you have something to say about it, get on this fucking podcast, because...
Yeah, why don't you pull up a chair and stop dicking around?
Yeah, I could take a break. I don't have to keep doing this if you would just show the hell up.
Yeah, you want to tell me what you watched in the order you watched them?
Yeah, funny story? I don't care.
Yeah, I don't want to hear your stories. I don't want to hear about your life. I don't care about your kids.
No.
I don't want none of that crap.
Guess what? We just flipped the script.
Yeah.
That's what you do to us all the time. That's why I cry every night. Every night I cry.
They're big, soggy tears.
I watch these movies and I weep, not because they're compelling, but because of you.
Yes. He's not actually allowed to watch a compelling movie because the water loss would be too much.
It's too much. I'll be dead. Yeah, and you won't show up to do this podcast.
Yeah, you're not going to take his place.
We already know that. You've already proven it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
God. Well, anyways, you want to talk about movies?
Yes, please.
Okay, do you want to go first, or would you like for me to go first?
I would like for you to go first.
Then please. I shall with another largely bullshit movie. You ready?
I love it when you talk about
this. This is a new bullshit movie, though.
Oh.
So it's got money behind it.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that fun?
That's different. No, it's not. It's not different at all.
Oh, sweet. 2023's Sisu.
Sisu?
Sisu. Did you see Sisu? Oh, boy.
No, I don't know Sisu.
Sisu? Okay.
I know that is the dragon from the Raya and the Last Dragon.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
That feels correct.
Yeah.
And if it's not, we're going to roll with it.
That's right.
I watched this on the 5th of February, 2024. It's an hour 31. Action war is your genre. Directed by Jalmari Helander. Starring some names I'm going to butcher. Jorma Tamila, Axel Henny, and Jack Doolan. That wasn't that bad as I thought.
Doolan.
I don't know if that's right. IMDb movie summary.
Sorry, Jack.
Yes. When an ex-soldier who discovers gold in the Lapland wilderness tries to take the loot into the city, Nazi soldiers led by a brutal SS officer battle him.
That's right. Nazi soldiers.
That's right. So this is essentially World War II John Wick movie.
Okay.
This man is digging for gold in his backyard, essentially. He feels it's there. He's finding like little bits of it. But the war keeps getting closer and closer to his home. And eventually he does find the mother load.
Okay.
And he loads up his horse and he's like, all right, I just got to get by them, go to town. I can cash this in and I'm off. Perfect life.
Yeah.
But on the way there, he passes a tank full of Nazis, and they are very mustache twirly evil Nazis.
Sure.
And they rough him up a little bit, but they ultimately let him go. But then they kind of see that he has dropped some gold along the way. And let me go check on that guy. What's up with that guy? And they end up going back for him. I will say, I hate to spoil a thing.
Okay.
You know how people, there's a dog in this movie, the dog is fine. The dog will be fine.
Okay.
There is another animal in this movie, it will not be fine.
Understood.
And it will bother people.
Yep, makes sense.
It was very jarring and shocking. I guess I'll just spoil it because it's...
You might as well. Spoiler, insane. Get ready.
The horse. The horse steps on a landmine.
Oh.
Out of absolutely nowhere, which was really awesome for the scene.
Right.
He is running from a tank full of Nazis, and he looks like he might just make it, and then horse everywhere.
That's
it. It was very gruesome, so please know that. I hate to spoil such a cool moment in the movie as far as plot, but it is a very gross movie. Don't watch it with your kids, you idiots.
Don't watch it with the kids.
But from that point forward, it's just like smoke everywhere, and then you realize, oh, this guy's a badass. And of course he is.
Yeah.
And former soldier, I think they say it like in a throwaway line or something.
Makes sense.
And it is him trying to destroy this tank, as well as there's like three or four other trucks. It's largely bullshit, but in the best possible way.
Okay. Okay. So it's like him trying to, one man takes down small convoy, essentially.
Uh-huh.
That's, there's just enough there that I don't hate it.
I didn't hate it either because I was like, I knew what I was getting into.
Sure.
I heard about the movie. I'm like, oh, this is just largely bullshit, but it's going to be so much fun.
I know. I heard good friend of the podcast, Rich, talking about this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I made Cliff watch this too. And Cliff was like, well, I had fun, but it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yes. That's it. You've done it.
Yep.
The fighting is amazing. You'll enjoy every second of it. You're like, how can this guy survive? He just stepped on a mine. His horse is gone.
Right.
And from that point forward, it's just insane.
Awesome.
There is a couple moments that take you out of it where it's like, oh, that's not real. You'd be dead.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's pretty solid. And yeah, it's action movie porn.
Action movie porn with the most jarring horse since Neverending Story.
Yes. Yeah, you weren't as emotionally attached to this horse, but it is, whew, it is something.
Yeah.
And I think that's about it. So let me tell you, IMDb gave this the second best score possible, a 6.9.
Mm.
The critics, what do you think a critic would think of a movie like this?
I don't think they'd think too highly of it, but I don't think they'd go under 35%, so I'm going to put them at a 44%.
Okay, well, you are wrong.
Okay.
181 of them, 94%.
Okay.
They're all about this.
Like, they love it.
It has an artsy feel, but at the same time, like indie movie artsy feel.
Yeah.
But like, it's just so much action bullshit. Huh. It's like, I didn't expect that at all.
No.
The audience give it 88%. That's 500 plus.
Okay.
The wife and I both have scores for this. The wife gave it a 6.5. I gave it a 7. It is, anytime a movie is largely what is advertised to be.
I'm in for that.
I'm in.
You want that or you want a movie that's totally unadvertisable like any A24 film?
Yes.
That's all Tim wants.
That's correct.
I want you to live up. I want your marketing to live up and deliver, or I want your marketing to not know what the hell is going on.
And it either needs to be the greatest thing or the worst thing I've ever seen. It has to scar me or thrill me.
I love it. I like those parameters.
Just like that U2 song, Scar Me, Thrill Me.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That one.
That one.
It was in The Batman.
I got a movie. It ties to our theme from earlier. It's 1990s Misery.
Ooh.
That's where all of you make me.
Ooh.
Watch this on January 9th of 2024. It's 1 hour and 47 minutes. It is a horror film directed by the great Rob Reiner, starring Kathy Bates, James Caan, Richard Farnsworth. It's got Frances Sternhagen as Richard Farnsworth's wife in this movie, too. She's also a treat.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is, when I think of Kathy Bates, I usually think of this movie.
This is a very much, I think a lot of people envision, like when they close their eyes and they think Kathy Bates, I think they picture her in Misery with a sledgehammer in her hand, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your summary for this one is, after a famous author is rescued from a car crash by a fan of his novels, he comes to realize that the care he's receiving is only the beginning of a nightmare of captivity and abuse.
That's right.
So it's a pretty telling summary for sure. Like, that definitely is what this movie's about. And it's like,
well, I forget, how soon do they like give that up, that it's not care?
Relatively quickly.
Okay, then.
Not super, like, faster than you'd expect.
Okay.
Probably, like, he's here, everything seems to be okay for the minute, but you're like, but what's going on here?
Right.
Like, why is this the way it is? Like, she keeps saying, like, oh, I can't, the phones and everything, everything's down, but you get hints that it's not.
Mm.
And it's like, what's going on here? So it, right, like, immediately makes you uncomfortable, but it's like, at the same time, she's taking care of him and seems to genuinely be happy that he's with her. And then you start to unpack how, like, kind of over the top and fanatical she is about the James Caan character and the book series he wrote, which is about a character called Misery, and they're the Misery books. Mm. And that's hence the name partially. And
this is a Stephen King as well.
This is based on a Stephen King. And I think one of the strengths of this movie is having somebody like Rob Reiner at the helm. Because
mm-hmm.
as a previous, you know, an actor before he was a director, I think Rob Reiner knew to just get the fuck out of the way.
It's important.
He's like, these two, I have two powerhouses that I've cast in this movie, and the key to this movie is them. And I need to just get the fuck out of the way and put the camera where it needs to go to make this the most compelling and damaging possible story it can be. And man, did he knock it out of the park with that.
Right. Yeah, you have to let them just go because it's largely a one-room kind of thing.
It is.
For most of it, right?
Oh, yeah. So, like 80% of the movie is just in the bedroom James Caan's confined to.
Right.
Man. But it's so gripping. It's one of the tensest movies you will watch because James Caan keeps trying to figure out ways he can kind of, like, he knows he's in trouble. Like, he knows he's in big trouble, not too late into the movie either, probably like 45 minutes or so into the movie. He's like, I need to get the hell out of here. This woman is batshit crazy. I need to figure out how I can, you know, with a, like, you know, just completely post car wreck. Like, he's basically like, he has broken limbs. His ribs are broken. Like, he's just, he can't move. He's basically immobile through most of this movie. Right. And he has to figure out a way through like psychological manipulation and very small little micro edges he's trying to work out to get out of Kathy Bates's control. And you're like rooting for him the whole time. He kind of does nothing wrong. He just gets in a car accident. He's not on screen enough to do anything wrong.
Right.
It's like, he didn't do anything wrong though. Like, he's not a bad guy. He's just a guy. And I think that makes it feel more real.
Right. This could happen to you.
It's really good and scary. It's awesome. Like, every aspect of this movie is right on the mark. And it's, especially for Stephen King, having a kind of checkered past with movie adaptations, This one is one of the strongest. Like, if there was a top five, I think it's not unreasonable to put this up towards the top of that list.
I think it has to be in there.
It's good.
Definitely got to be in top five.
Yeah, it's really, really good. IMDb gives it a 7.8 out of 10.
Okay.
Which is pretty damn high for IMDb.
It is, yes.
Rotten Tomato critics, 75 critics, 91%.
Okay.
The audience, 100,000 plus, 90%.
Ooh.
And I am right there with everybody. This is a 9 out of 10. This movie's great.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it in a while, but I would definitely agree with all of that.
Also, if I didn't note that it's part of Jared's Alphabet Challenge.
Jared's Alphabet Challenge.
Yeah.
His global challenge? Global Jared's Challenge?
He's got to come up with parameters for that one, but...
We're not taking it on tour yet.
No, yeah. When he gives us, he can workshop it. We'll think about it. Jared upsets us less than the average audience member. So
that's true.
We're willing to do an entire alphabet challenge.
He can do the 1986 dance.
He can do the 1986 pretty flawlessly, I must say.
Yeah, no, he's put in the work.
It's a lot of moving hair.
It is a lot of hair. That's true.
It's kind of like Sweetums doing the dance.
Yes. He's got that natural flow.
Right. It's just a lot. Yeah, it's very hypnotic.
That's exactly it. Yeah. It's a lot of hips. So, you know, it's like a hula dance.
Hypnotic.
Of love.
Yeah.
Hypnotic.
This is why they pay us to be here. They pay us to be here.
I've never been paid once.
How weird.
Well, I got a movie.
Oh, okay.
You want me to talk about it?
Yes, please.
I didn't write what year it's from, but that largely doesn't matter.
No.
I'm going to go with 2021 for no reason.
Okay, I like that.
Corrective Measures.
Corrective Measures.
That's right. I watched this on the 7th of February, 2024, because I let my daughter pick a movie, my oldest daughter. I go, you can pick anything. I'll watch it with you. And she loves Tubi, which we all know Tubi's got some awful, awful movies on it.
Tubi is certainly a streaming service.
It is. I still love it.
I think it's great because you don't expect, like, you have expectations of Tubi and they subvert them. Positively and negatively.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be somewhere in the middle, I think.
Shout out Tubi. Take that sponsorship.
Tubi? Get in here, Tubi. I'll promote you. I watch you a lot. I'll promote
you.
You
really do, yeah.
Well, I need those bad movies, and they have all those Mexican luchador movies.
I know, I agree. And just saying, Tubi, if you were to sponsor the podcast, we could double up. There'd be twice as many Tubi reviews because I don't really watch Tubi.
Yeah, no, we could double down. I will watch exclusively Tubi for a sponsorship.
Oh, I would too.
Our podcast will tank real quick. I'm into it, Tubi. Let's do it.
Do it.
Tubi can do the 1986 dance.
I bet you they can.
This movie is an hour 46. Action sci-fi is your genre. It's directed by Sean Patrick O'Reilly. Starring, you ready for this?
Yep.
Michael Rooker.
Oh.
Tom Cavanaugh.
Okay.
And Bruce Willis.
Holy shit.
This is one of the first, like, Bruce Willis is sick, I'm going to make a billion movies kind of thing.
Okay.
IMDb, movie summary. In the world's most dangerous maximum security prison filled with supervillain inmates and corrupt staff, tensions rise, leading to anarchy and destruction.
Hmm.
So this is a supermax prison for villains. There's some villains that are really powerful. There's some villains that are not so powerful. They all have little bombs on them, very Suicide Squad-like, where they can't escape. Or was it bombs? I don't fucking remember. The whole thing was very...
Some kind of, like, controlling
measures. No, I think they had something in their food that, like, deactivated their powers, and they just...
Okay.
Their powers won't come back.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah. So Michael Rooker is the warden, and he's corrupt as shit. He's really fun. He's having fun.
I was going to say, this sounds like a Michael Rooker playground.
Where, like, the cops are like, yeah, let's do that. He goes, nah, I don't give a shit. I'm out of here in like a month. I don't give a shit, whatever.
Yep.
I don't give a shit who replaces me. I don't give a shit about none of you. And he will get in all the villains' faces that are, like, super powerful, and he'll try to just piss them off. He does not care.
I love that.
Bruce Willis is in a separate wing. He is arguably the most powerful. He has a lot of... He's like Professor X kind of character.
He's unbreakable.
Unbreakable, for sure. We follow this character who... He never wants to tell anybody his power. It's because it's empathy. So
okay.
It's not super useful, and he'll just get the crap kicked out of him.
Right.
But he becomes quick friends with Tom Cavanaugh. Now, Tom Cavanaugh's kind of like the middle. Like, he used to be somebody.
Right.
He has electric powers, and he's kind of like... He's known for like destroying a whole city and killing thousands of people, but he's still not the biggest person in this. And he's just like nice and real nice guy. And at some point, Bruce Willis makes it so Tom Cavanaugh can kind of escape. And that starts this chain of events where everybody starts getting their powers back and it starts this whole riot. It's a pretty smart movie for being a fairly bad movie. Let's be real. This feels like the CW version of a better movie.
That's a shame because the concept's pretty awesome.
It's not a terrible concept and Tom Cavanaugh is so good.
Right.
I actually think he's the star of this movie.
Okay.
When he gets his powers back, it is fantastic because he just destroys so much of this prison. Just,
right.
Like electrocutes people like crazy. And he was the nice guy.
I was gonna say,
and he's still kind of the nice guy.
That's
it's
cool.
Pretty funny because his friend's like, "Oh shit, you're gonna kill me." He goes, "Oh, you're fine. Just you're fine. Don't worry about it."
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun, but a lot of moving parts. I wish there was. Again, this is another movie where you cut about 15 minutes out. I think it's a lot better movie.
Fair enough.
Some real wooden acting here. There's a lot of big guys who can't act that are just here to look tough and punch.
Sure.
And that's fine. There's some sloppy powers. There's like fish people running around exploding. There's all kinds of garbage powers in here as well.
A lot of shoe leather.
A lot of that for sure.
Okay.
The movie's okay. So, IMDb, they give it a 4.5. They're not really having it.
Okay.
The critics, five of them at Rotten Tomatoes, 60%. So we're getting a little of each, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the audience, less than 50 people, they're giving it a 29%.
Holy cow.
I think it's serviceable enough. I gave it a 5.
Uh-huh.
You're either going to like it or you're not going to like it, but I don't think it's going to insult your intelligence.
Okay.
Again, as advertised.
Fair enough.
No.
You didn't get a daughter score, though.
No, because she sucks.
Okay, fair enough.
Give me the score, even though I asked for it.
Try harder, daughter. Come on.
She liked it. I think I told her I gave it a 5, and she's like, that's it?
Okay.
So I'm going to say her score was a 6.5.
We'll go with a 5+.
5+.
5+.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. I have a movie from 2016.
Okay.
It is not quite Misery. It is, in fact, Trolls.
Oh, Trolls.
Trolls.
Them dang Trolls.
Them dang Trolls. Watch this on 1/9/2024. It's 1 hour and 32 minutes. It's a comedy animated film directed by Mike Mitchell, starring the Anna Kendrick, the Justin Timberlake, and the Walt Dorn.
There they are.
Yeah. Your summary for this one is, after the Bergens invade the troll village, Poppy, the happiest troll ever born, and the curmudgeonly Branch set off on a journey to rescue their friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basic fare.
Yeah, it's this movie's trying super duper hard to be as weird as possible.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it is, its mission is, I don't give a shit if we're making a movie you've seen 100,000 times.
Right.
We are going to make the weirdest version of that movie that you've seen 100,000 times.
I mean, that is a goal. It's not the worst, I guess.
And I'd say they're successful.
Okay.
The movie's enjoyable. It is definitely cliche, but with the Bergen characters, kind of like just like, they're a mix between a classic troll and that mucus from the Mucinex commercials. That's like basically what they are. And they're fine. They end up that there's like one girl who's a servant girl and she's in love with the prince and the prince is like a spoiled shithead.
Yeah.
And like they like teach her to feel confident in herself. And it's a bunch of fun. They do a bunch of really successful things. And the goal kind of is to convert the curmudgeonly Branch into a fun loving, active treasury troll, I guess, is the best way to start describe that. I think it was lacking in the heart department a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, it definitely was trying to teach important lessons, and the message is definitely huge with kids' movies and my analysis of them.
For sure.
But I think just there was a little bit in that, like, it felt too forced. Like, we know we're going to do this thing, so we don't have to do it overly excitingly. Mm. It's like it's nice, and it's through a musical number, so it's kind of cool, but it wasn't, like, as touching as some of the other children's movies, like Paddington 2.
Wow.
Puss in Boots 2. Clearly, these immaculate, acclaimed. Like, man, if we had an award show, we'd have the weirdest shit getting awards.
I love it.
We need that. We do. We got to think about that.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, this movie doesn't quite get the award for like best kids movie or most moving or riveting, but it's definitely success.
It did make a boatload of money, I'm pretty sure.
Made a boatload of money. It had two successful sequels at this point.
Which I love that Trolls came up on an episode where I have a Michael Rooker movie.
Michael Rooker.
Might be a callback to a very early episode.
And maybe some things yet to come. IMDb gives this a 6.4 out of 10.
Okay.
The Rotten Tomatoes critics, 166 critics give it 75%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Serviceable.
The audience, 25,000 plus, give it 67%.
All right. These are all good things I would want to hear.
Yeah. And I'm right in the middle here to 7 out of 10. Solid. Nice. You can do much, much worse. And it definitely didn't feel cash grabby. It felt like they were trying to do something interesting and different. It just didn't quite... The different felt like really just weird.
Okay.
And I think they were a little too hyper-focused on weird than they were on... something that wasn't just taking the weirdest paint job possible and putting it on the most boring car they could find.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't happen in a sequel.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Dun, dun, dun.